And tax. Oh my gosh, you guys, you know that we are all so busy as female entrepreneurs. I know I am, and I am always pushing it, pushing it, pushing it, maximizing every single minute of every single day. And then it comes to dinner, and my world comes to a fast, hard stop, and I'm like, stuff's in the freezer. How do I navigate this? I don't really feel like running to the grocery store, but I wanna put a dinner on the table for my family because that's prime time to spend with my family. And I stress so greatly over dinner itself, just dinner. I'm super excited to bring back for round two. Miss Carrie Martin. She's been on our show before a couple months ago. I brought her into our life. She and her professional chef skills and her meal planning, and she is now a kitchen coach. And I cannot wait for you to re-meet her this morning, this afternoon, whatever time of day it is. I don't know where you are in your world, but we're going to bring her back on today. And if you guys are watching from any other platform other than the Erin Strayer Show, go ahead and click that link right above you in the comments and then come right on over here and say hello to us and make sure that you give us a little shout out and we'll say hello to you. So also, if you guys want reminders to the show, go ahead and type live in the comments and we'll make sure we get you a little heads up just before we're on air. So this is the Erin Strayer Show. This is where we talk about hot topics and pain points. We're all about cultivating, promoting, and expanding amazing female entrepreneurs that are out there in the world doing things just a little bit differently. And Carrie Martin's off the charts when it comes to coaching you in the kitchen. Oh my goodness. Who am I? Well, I'm Erin Strayer, and recovering corporates and entrepreneurs hire me to get them beyond the basics of business. And and I'm like super excited to bring Carrie back on board with us today. Hey, Carrie, how are you?
I'm doing great.
We're on round two.
Excited to be here.
Round two. Oh my gosh. So, like, the people that want to go back and rehash, they can go back and find your awesome face in our video vault and go back and rewind because we're not going to go back and cover that stuff again. But you were with us, I think, in October, and I immediately was like, I need Carrie in my life.
Yay.
And like I just want to rehash and go over like you're a wife and a mom, you're a kitchen cook, a coach, but you were a professional chef for a long time for other people. A long time.
I worked with families because they didn't think they had time, or they just didn't have time to cook, and so they wanted a personal chef, and I was happy to provide that service for them, and it taught me a whole lot about what people are really looking for in the kitchen, and what a personal chef, kind of the hole that that can fill and the hole that it can't fill. And I work with people now that that's really not what they're looking for. On the surface, it sounds like it, but that's not really at the heart of it what they're going for. And so that's what I learned through that experience. And so now I bring coaching to the kitchen instead of the actual cooking. So as a busy entrepreneur, you can do that part yourself, which is very important to a lot of people I work with.
And that's my issue. I'm getting some feedback, so I'm gonna move back a little bit. That was my issue. Like, it's so important for me to still have that connection time at the dinner table, that time with my family, still to actually feed them something healthy, that we like, that we want, in front of us, that we want to enjoy. And that was a struggle. Like, massive struggles, huge stress point for me. And like, you just like came in on the pretty white horse. Maybe it was a unicorn, I don't know.
We'll go with horse.
throwing glitter and saying, Aaron, you can do it and let me help you. And let's just have a little conversation about that. And I'm like, where did you come from? Where did you come from? And it's been a life, seriously, like a life-changing interaction, bringing you into just talking about dinner into our families. Like, I know you go way beyond and you do breakfast and lunch and snacks and desserts and party planning and all of that for all kinds. You do.
I cover it all.
You cover it all. And I was just focused on dinner, and you went so in depth with it. Wasn't just a cookie cutter situation, which I totally appreciated. And I know you have a direction on where you want to go here, but I'm just like vomiting well wishes and goodness, because it was so what is the words? Like, I was over impressed, with the depth of and the detail of the questioning that you went into how we live our lives and what we eat and how we function and what kind of equipment I have and what I like to fix and how often I grocery shop and what's my budget for grocery shopping, and so many questions that nobody else had asked, nobody else cared about. Everybody was like, yeah, here's a recipe. Go ahead.
Well, I was just talking this morning about how the parallels between the kitchen and business, managing your kitchen life and managing your business. And meal planning is one of those words that we kind of throw out there to mean putting food on the table. And, I said, well, what if all you had was a business plan? Where would that get you? We all know that there's so much that goes after that. That part's important. So the recipe is important, but what about all the things that you have to do after you actually have the plan? And so that is what I help people do. And in order to do that, I have to know, what are your routines? What foods do you like or not like? What are you allergic to? What is the family saying? If you put that on the table one more time, I'm never eating at home again. All of those things that come up that are real. And so everybody has those things, and you can spend hours on the internet looking for recipes that include this but not that, and are this genre and take this amount of time and use this appliance. That takes a long time, and it's a dark, dark hole that I think sometimes we like wasting time in, but ultimately it ends up being that because there's no structure to it and there's no plan. It's kind of like when you watch all the get all the free opt-ins and go to all the free master classes for business when you're first starting out, and you can kind of piece some of that together, but it doesn't work as a whole until you actually have a plan and the right guidance and the right support.
And the deep dark hole of finding recipes is a deep dark, never coming back from. You get so sidetracked. I do. Let me just rewind. I get so sidetracked. I'll own it. And
I know.
then once you find something, I have to tweak it because we don't eat chicken, right? And we don't eat beef. And right, like all the allergies that come into play in our world, but man, that sounds really good. And I think I could do that. Oh man, but I got to go to the grocery store now. And right, like.
That's right. That's right.
So.
It is harder than just finding the recipe. It really is. And that's what women discover. And then they're like, they jump to the personal chef, and then that totally leaps over, all the things that you're talking about, spending time with your family and developing those relationships in the kitchen and around the table, and that sense of, fulfillment that you're the one who's providing for your family. That's important.
For me, it is. For me, it's very, very important. And not only is our health important, but that the relationship is huge. And not eating out in a restaurant every single night, and not, right? Like, not ordering pizza every night, and really, really being mindful that helps contain and keep the family unit strong is sitting down to dinner. And to me, that's important. And we were losing that. We were losing that quick and fast and hard. And, you know, my son's getting older and now the after school activities are in its run. And, you know, my schedule's pretty tight. My husband's schedule's pretty tight. You know this, we've had conversations. You're like, whoa, how are you doing it? And I'm like, that's why I need you.
It can get crazy. It can absolutely get crazy. You are definitely not alone in that. And especially when you run a business, it's just, it's go, go, go all the time. And it's daunting to try to manage the kitchen day to day or meal to meal, or that's just not a sustainable approach. And so, you know, as you know, and we've talked about, you put things in place for, oh, Wednesday's going to be the craziest day of this week. Let's have something ready to go and not have to worry about it. And, you know, I don't know if you, how you feel about this. You can attest to this, you know, other women I've worked with definitely can, but it's like this mental space that clears out when it's just like, I know it's taken care of, you know, one, I'm the one who took care of it. And two, it's been taken care of. And so now I can focus on other things and know that we're still going to be able to eat at home together. And even if that's shove it in your mouth in 15 minutes, cause we're on the way to soccer,
right?
It's still valuable. It's still very valuable.
Yeah. And you know, that happens more than I think any of us want to, you know, really own up to, is that, you know, shoving it in your mouth and running it back out the door. And it's life, right? Like it's just life. And depending on how many children you have and how crazy your life is, that's the reality of it, is that you make things happen. And I live in a both and world, so it's not an either or. And this allows me to live more in the both and world, bringing you in, the planning in, the conversation about what we like, what we don't like. And you're like, wait, you know, like no mushrooms, no tomatoes, no, you know, whatever it is that we don't like. And then you get to navigate that and pop back some options to me. And then it's with a whole plan. And that's where the kitchen coaching comes in, but it goes so much farther than just what do you like to eat? Like, and this like really set me, I was like, holy cow, you're asking me how my kitchen is set up. You're asking me what I like and what I don't like about my kitchen. You're asking me what kind of, you know what I mean? What do you have for appliances, Erin? Do you know how to use them? Or right, do you just right. have them?
Right. Exactly.
You know, because yes. some of us, I'm not gonna like blow myself out of the water or anything. Some of us are closet appliance buyers. Like,
I see. I didn't pick up on that about you, but it's funny. I was at a garage sale in my neighborhood recently, and it's so amazing to me how many kitchen appliances, pretty new, just sitting there for sale because you buy it and you don't use it, and you know, you have good intentions. And so if there's appliances you want to use, I can help you do that. If there's appliances you're thinking, I bought this or I got it as a gift and it really needs to be in my next garage sale, then we just skip it. There is no pressure to use it. Yes. And there's fad appliances, you know, and we just don't get into the fads. That's not sustainable.
Yeah. So. Fads aren't sustainable for sure. For sure. I have a whole closet full of unsustainable fad appliances.
I think we all do. We all do. I'm guilty of it too. You take it home, you try it out. It either lasts or it doesn't. So nothing wrong with that.
So what do you think? Like, who is like, we already know who kitchen coaching is for. Pretty much every single busy woman in the world or man who likes to cook and wants to cook better, more efficiently, and provide, yes. You know, a sustainable dinner for their family or themselves. But what is, like, let's kind of dive into what kitchen coaching is.
Okay, great question. Kitchen coaching is one-on-one, walk beside you, show you how to do it, coaching, mentoring, support, encouragement, accountability in the kitchen. And I think it's so instant. We often just like if somebody said to you, why would you get a business coach? It's like instant. People who are entrepreneurs understand it. Maybe you've had one or you haven't had one, but you get it. And for some reason, we don't in other areas of our lives, the kitchen being one of them. And one of the main reasons that I find that that is especially women feel like they should just know how to do this, and you don't. And there's no reason that you should feel like you should automatically know how to manage the kitchen. And maybe you could at one point in one season of your life, but maybe now you have a business, and maybe now your kids are older and they have stronger opinions about what's on the table, and all these different things. And so there's no reason that you should instantly know how to do it. And so kitchen coaching, I find out where you are, like you were talking about, where are you in the kitchen? And I meet you there. And we just set up the steps to find out what you do like and don't like. What do you want in the plan? Then we actually plan. I actually plan it out. But then, like I said before, there's all the steps after that. There's based on your plan, let's make the grocery shopping efficient. And then once we have the grocery efficient, let's get home and be as efficient as we can and get those ingredients prepped before we even take them out of the grocery bag and or put them in the fridge, get those things ready for what's coming. And then there's meal creation. That's another step. And then once you've created the meal, if you have leftovers or you make extra, which I always encourage to have, that extra meal in your back pocket, also known as your freezer, how do you store that? How do I store it? How long does it last? What should I do with these things? And so there's so much to it in meal planning, that term just doesn't do it justice. And so coaching is this is the kind of one-liner for what I do. I empower you to create a long-term, sustainable meal creation system that you can run on your own. You don't need me forever. You need to establish it. And it's just like anything else that you do. Once you start doing it consistently, it flows. It's a rhythm, it's a habit, it's a and then you do get to that point where you feel like I do know this. And but there's no reason you should know it now. And so in anything in our lives, we think if I don't know how to do this, but I want to know how to do it well, I'm going to have somebody help me. And so that's what I do. I am that help that gets you from A to Z in the kitchen because you just don't automatically know how to do it.
Yeah. And let me just point it out. So I hired you. We had an initial consultation. You took what I gave you and came back with my week one of recipes. You touched base with me halfway through my week. How's it going? But I want to back up for just a second. I told you that my day off was Friday, right? And because you ask, you're like, okay, what's your grocery shop day? And I said, well, my day off is Friday. I aim to shop on Fridays. It doesn't always happen, but that's what I aim for. Great. I'll have you your stuff by Thursday night, right? Like, so you can plan your day. Like,
That's right.
are you serious? Like, it's that detailed down, you guys, when you work with somebody like Carrie to maximize not only you and your family's needs, wants, desires, likes, and dislikes, what kind of appliances you have, what your grocery shopping day is. And then she doesn't bombard you. She's just like, hey, here's a week. Let's try this. Let's go over that with a shopping list.
It's just step by step.
It's step
It's
by
step by
step,
step.
and then it's all broken down inside of there, like how to prep the stuff. So when we talk about why it's effective, like the time saving steps that you schedule out, you're like, okay, Erin, here's your calendar for the week. You're gonna grocery shop on Friday. You're gonna meal prep Friday when you get home, and Saturday or Sunday you're gonna do this and this and this.
Right. That's right.
I'm going to touch
It's
base with you on Wednesday and see how it's going. And sure enough, Wednesday, I get a phone call and how's it going? What do you like? What do you don't like? What's working? What's not working? Did you do it? Did you go to the grocery store? Oh, you haven't gone to the grocery store yet, Erin.
That first week you went because you had some good questions about the ingredients that yep. you weren't sure about where to find in the store or, you know, what exactly you needed. And there's a lot of options out there. So I help with the grocery shopping too, but that's exactly why it's effective is it's personalized to you. And so, you know, if you want to cook 3 nights a week, if you want to cook every night, but for a shorter amount of time, if you want to get it all done in one day, you know, what does that look like for you? And what makes it the most effective, and this is, again, going to sound very familiar, is, you know, why do you want to do this? And it's the, you know, the most success I have with clients is when you do have that desire to do it yourself. And, you know, it's sometimes that's an expectation of someone around you, which is valid. Sometimes it's a desire within you that you want to be the one to cook. Sometimes it's a budget thing. We're just spending too much eating out. So there's a lot of reasons, but it's that, you know, where you come to that place where this is something that I want to do for myself, for my family, for my wallet, for my health, for my relationships, and all of those things can kind of come into play. And when there's that desire and, you know, you pair that with somebody who's helping you do it the way you want to do it and not trying to put you in a box, then it is, you know, it is very effective. And like I say, it really leads to that independence in the kitchen that, you know, I think everybody's looking for. You know, it's a little bit, it's challenging up front, you know, anytime you learn something new, and then it just becomes like you've always known it your whole life.
And that's the thing too, you know, there is a little bit of a learning curve. Mm-hmm. But for me, the desire to have dinner, a healthy dinner, something that I didn't have to tweak myself. It was already ready to go. I could already make double of it easily and freeze one, right? Like those are all huge, huge, huge assets to why I brought you in, because like it's seriously, it's life-changing when that amount of stress is taken off of me. Like it's rewarding. It's, you know, it brings a peace to me, and that stress is then gone. So are there people that this is not for?
Well, there are definitely people it's not for in terms of the why, you know, why do you want it? What's your goal? What are you trying to accomplish with this? And, you know, I found that the personal chef route was right for some people. Mm-hmm. That's what they wanted to do. I had one client who, if she never walked into her kitchen again, she would be happy. I mean, that just wasn't in her.
Yeah.
You know, she wanted to provide for her family. She had zero interest in it being her that was doing it. And so, you know, personal chef was a good option for her.
Sure.
And so, you know, it really comes back to what are you trying to accomplish? And also, it's not about fancy. There's nothing about my services that I would call fancy. I would call them practical.
Yep.
I use simple ingredients. I use straightforward ingredients that
readily available.
Yeah, they're readily available. That you put them together simply. I'm not trying to build your cooking skills. That's, you know, you will learn things about cooking in the process, but we're not trying to learn, you know, kitchen terms and what does this, you know, fancy gadget do. And I'm not about gadgets. You know, everything you need to do this is in your kitchen right now. You can do a whole lot with a knife and a fork. So it's about that desire to put simple, good food on the table and to have your own role in it. And that's who it works for. So if, you know, you are looking to build your cooking skills, or you're just looking for, you know, a cookie cutter meal plan, or you have want to have absolutely nothing to do with your kitchen, then I would say that that's not for you. But if you are someone who does value being a part of the food that goes on your family's table and you want to do it real life, practical, step by step, then kitchen coaching is definitely for you.
Can't agree more. Oh my gosh. Cannot agree more. So if you were to, we got a couple minutes left here. If you had like one or two tips, like I know you're all about also feeding your family, you know, you're a wife and a mom also, as well as a business owner. If you had one or two top tips for feeding your family well, what are they?
So, well, I would say that to feed your family well, if you're at a place where you're really struggling with that now, my top tip is to get some accountability. And whether that's a friend, whether that's a somebody you already have that holds you accountable in your business, whether that's a coach, me or someone else, whatever that looks like, I desire for every woman who runs a business to be able to do this. And accountability is one of the biggest pieces when people are getting started that really helps them. And this is true in so many areas of life, stick to it. And you just say, you know, this is what I'm trying to accomplish. I recommend people start with one meal. Just next week, I want to plan and create one meal. Will you hold me accountable to that? Mm-hmm. And then to follow up on that, your accountability partner needs to hold you to consistency, and you need to hold yourself to consistency. So just consistently doing it. That's where the rhythm is built. That's where the learning happens. That's where the, oh my gosh, dinner is, it's 5:30. Oh my gosh, dinner. That just doesn't happen anymore because you're in that rhythm and routine and dinner isn't scary anymore.
Yeah.
So accountability and consistency would be my two just top things to really think about when you are, you know, kind of jumping into this journey of managing your kitchen.
Yeah. And I know that you have some resources out there that go hand in hand with that consistency and accountability.
Yes, I do. My top three tips for feeding your family well while you are building a business. The link will be available to your viewers and listeners. And it is a PDF guide to those tips to get you started in managing your kitchen well, so you can put that mental space into your business. And you can stop worrying about the kitchen. So it's three tips. It has action steps. The last page is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do these things and get yourself started on the journey to really getting your arms around your kitchen. And like I say, just being able to put that worry aside and focus on, you know, your passion and your business.
So good. I can't imagine anybody like that doesn't think that they need that.
It is wonderful. I love it. And I love seeing the results. I mean, women just, it's a time saver. It's a lifesaver. It's a mental energy saver.
Oh yeah. And seriously, you guys, it's been life-changing having Carrie part of our, she doesn't even know she's part of our family, but she is because she's physically in our, not physically, energetically in our kitchens, in our kitchen. And it's really been, it really has been life-changing for us, Carrie, to have you, you know, really take our how we function as a family and what we like and what we don't like and what we can and can't eat and really hone that into a meal plan for us. You know, we now have a month's worth of recipes, thanks to you, that work for our family. And you guys, seriously, if this has been a challenge, a stress, just that pain point that really has got you snockered and it comes to like 4 o'clock and you're like, crap, I got to figure out dinner again. That was me. That was me. And Carrie fit right into my game plan and was right at the peak of time that I needed her. Everything happens on purpose.
That's right.
So if you guys seriously, if you're at all wanting help with planning your meals for your family, and dinner was my big hang up. Some
That's a good
people it's breakfast. I don't know. But I know in our house it's dinner. I highly cannot recommend enough bringing Carrie in, at least having a conversation with her and seeing if it's a good fit for you. So Carrie, make sure you put your link in here when we're done. And
I
I
will do it. Thank
thanks
you
for
so
coming
much.
back for round two.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I feel like I know your family and I've never even met them, but I know what their taste buds like. So that's a lot.
It's been really fun. Thanks, everybody. If you're watching the replay, we really appreciate you being here with us. If you were on live with us, we appreciate that as well. We'll see you right back here soon. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.